Hi, I'm Abby, and you're listening to the Fitness Drifter podcast, a body confidence podcast for men where I try to help you shift away from stressing about things like weight, body image, abs, and dieting to focusing on feeling fitter, healthier, and happier, and using nutrition and exercise as a positive force in your life. You may have noticed both my last episode and this one are a bit shorter than normal, and that's just kind of generally because how I've been feeling. Regardless of your thoughts, beliefs, political stances, wherever you look, there's something that leads back to politics somewhere at some point. You know, inflation, this cost of living crisis, COVID, vaccines, masks, climate change, LGBTQ issues, impact of Brexit if you're in the UK, Roe versus Wade if you're in the US, gun violence if you're in the US, and then recently in Norway during Pride and in Denmark. Monkeypox. There's so many things happening in the world right now, and so much of the stress and angst that we end up dealing with on a day-to-day basis is either from a political issue directly or from someone's interpretation or conversation about a political issue. And that is something which people on all sides of the political spectrum are probably feeling somewhere, regardless of whether you agree with their opinions or beliefs or you think they're extremists. It's something that probably we're all feeling at some point. And that is on top of just the general everyday, day-to-day kind of things that life throws at us, like work stress, family stress, time with the family, downtime, traffic, things that need fixing, things not working, you know, all these kind of general day-to-day things. What I'm making is that it's a lot for anyone to try and deal with, you know, and trying to keep on top of all of that is a lot. And that is without factoring in how many times more some of the issues I mentioned are going to be amplified for someone who's directly and immediately impacted by any of those things I mentioned. So, you know, in the middle of inflation, in the middle of cost of living crisis, trying to make ends meet. If you are, you know, if you're immunocompromised for any reason, then the fact that everyone is not wearing masks anymore can be an issue. You know, those are a couple of examples. And I was doing some thinking because I've been generally feeling a bit low and a bit burnt out for a few weeks now. But, you know, my life is in a genuinely pretty good place at the minute. And I am very, very grateful for it, you know, on the surface at least. I have my own sort of internal demons and stuff that I'm kind of battling with, but that's a whole separate topic, and I'll probably talk about those in future as well. But just the collective weight of everything is still even weighing me down. It's like I have a bit more helping me resist against the weight of things at the moment, but I still feel like there's an extra weight on my shoulders. And it is exhausting, and like I said, I've been prone to low moods and feeling depressed and poor quality sleep and not wanting to look after myself and poor nutrition, skipping workouts, and just that general sort of lack of self-care in doing things I need to be doing. Like this podcast episode that I'm recording right now. It should have been done 2 weeks ago, but I wasn't feeling motivated and I was just feeling burnt out and, you know, kind of meh. And I ended up changing topic because this isn't actually the episode that I was planning to do. What was originally going to be scheduled for this episode is going to be in future, but just with how I was feeling, I figured stress and burnout and just that kind of general disdain for pretty much everything at the moment is probably quite common, especially right now. So I just wanted to share how I'm coping and some suggestions on how you can try and deal with it too. Bear in mind, I don't know anyone else's situation, and a lot of people have it a lot worse than I do right now. And a few self-care snippets on a podcast are definitely not going to be much help here. They're going to be completely worthless in helping you come to any kind of resolution. But some of these things might help you find some mental calm and clarity to take on whatever you're dealing with. The first thing is self-validation. I think you just need to take a moment to step back and understand that, first of all, what you're feeling, and second of all, that what you're feeling is still valid. It's not anyone else's place to tell you that you should or shouldn't be feeling the way that you're feeling, or that you should or shouldn't be feeling a certain way. You might need to do some work in terms of understanding why you're feeling what you're feeling, but it's still important just to get comfortable with acknowledging what you're actually feeling first. And on that note, why you're feeling what you're feeling. This goes way beyond the scope of my skills or qualifications to talk about this kind of area, but it's important not just to understand what you're feeling, but why you're feeling it. You know, with me, for example, again, I speak from a position of privilege and I know that, but I've been trying to put money aside for a mortgage for a long time. And in a cost of living crisis with high inflation and rising house prices, it is constantly moving the goalposts for what should be a huge life decision for me. And, you know, putting money aside in the current economic climate is a luxury that very, very few people have. But for a whole host of reasons, it is a big thing for me. And I almost feel like I'm underachieving or failing the longer that goes on. And it is a heavy weight to carry. So it's important to be able to understand why your reaction is what it is. And that's just an example of what's happening with me. And like I said, I fully am aware that I am still speaking from a position of relative privilege. And the next up is trying to reframe your feelings or reframe your interpretation. And this doesn't work for everything, but sometimes it helps me to take a deeper look than just why something is making me feel the way I'm feeling. So like, did someone yell at me for something that I said? you know, in that case, what caused them to react that way? I don't know what's going on in their life or what's on their mind. Maybe a little bit of empathy or I guess patience can help, can be helpful if what you're dealing with is being caused by someone else and you're not sure why they're acting the way they're acting. And also think about what is or isn't in your control. It's common for us to stress about things that aren't in our control or let those add to our stress. At the start of COVID, I really started to dial into stoicism. And, you know, when, you know, lockdowns happened and there was a brand new virus, which no one knew how to really treat, when there was no sort of vaccine or effective defense apart from, you know, isolation, there was a lot of things happening that none of us had any direct control over. And, you know, there's a stoic book principle called amor fati, which is love of fate. And that is just when life presents you with a challenge, life presents you with a difficulty, you try and embrace it, you endure that hardship and build strength. We can't change things that are out of our control. So we have to adapt, we work around them, or we push through those obstacles and get tougher because of it. And I don't know what is happening in your life or what things that are out of your control you're having to deal with, but worrying about the thing itself, if you don't have control over it, is probably not worth the energy you're spending on it, when it'd probably be more beneficial and more helpful to think about solutions, to think about workarounds, to think about how you're going to get through it. And if it is something that is in your control, then it's in your hands. And I guess stressing or worrying about it isn't helpful. You want to put the energy towards maintaining that control and getting to the solution that you want. Sometimes you need to reframe things from stressing about the problem to looking at the solutions. So that's in terms of kind of mentally processing things generally, but let's look at some things you can do to help kind of take the edge off and to help, you know, calm yourself down. So first up is to think about changing your plans. Sometimes when we are stressed or burned out, it's important to remember that we're humans, we have a finite amount of energy, and therefore we also have a limited bandwidth. When you're stressed or burned out, trying to keep pushing through might just make you feel worse rather than being helpful in any kind of meaningful way. So maybe you need to recognize you're burned out and allow yourself to take a break or change your plans. And that's what I did with this podcast. If I didn't record this episode, which in itself was a change of plan because I didn't have the mental energy to do the research that I needed to do for the episode that I wanted to record, then I would have taken a break and come back to it. That's what I was on with the Fitness Drifter YouTube channel. At the time of recording this podcast, I haven't put out a new episode for a little while. I haven't put out a new video for a little while. I have them planned. It's just sort of that mental bandwidth of switching from, you know, doing a podcast and writing blog posts to getting in front of camera, going through the whole video editing process. It's just a kind of extra switch and extra mental load that I'm just not ready for right now. So sometimes it's okay to lower your expectations and show yourself some kindness. And then there are some other general sort of self-care tips which will help. Just kind of, they're not going to be some great quick fix that's going to make all your problems go away, but they might prepare you better to take on what you're dealing with. So things like good hydration. Your body is 70% water. Your brain is mostly water. So your brain's going to function better when it is hydrated. Clean-ish nutrition. So, you know, good balanced diet where you're getting all the vitamins and minerals you need, but allowing yourself some treats and some indulgences now and then. Sleep hygiene. So good quality sleep and the right quantity. Morning routine to set up your day right, an evening routine to help you get to bed. And as part of your sleep hygiene, having some structure to your day, taking breaks when you need it, allowing yourself some downtime, allowing yourself some selfish time. Like I like to go to the cinema on my own. Meditation. I tend to do active meditation, so I'll put on a meditation track while I go out for a walk. Activities and exercise. There are a lot of mental and physical health benefits to exercise, and I cannot emphasize enough how important that has been to me. All of these things are quite generic, and they're just some small things you can try to help you cope a bit better with things at the moment. This episode is scattered and unstructured, and I don't know exactly the point of what I'm trying to say here, and I don't even know if I got a clear, concise point or a clear, concise topic. It's just I was going through a phase of feeling burnt out and despondent with things, and I think a lot of people are. And if you are, then it's okay to feel like that, and I want you to know that you're not alone. So don't feel embarrassed to admit it. I don't feel embarrassed to admit if you're finding things difficult or if you want some help. And if you do want to talk, just feel free to reach out to me. I'm only a DM away. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. As a one-man army, I really could do with all the help I can get, and you would be doing me a huge favor if you could leave a review or a rating to help me get the word out. You won't just be helping me, you might help other men show themselves some kindness and appreciate their bodies more in the process too. Thanks again.